Looking for a very specific genetic defect in people with acute myeloid leukemia, a type of leukemia often associated with a poor prognosis, and adding an agent called quizartinib to the treatment regimen allows more people to receive potentially curative bone marrow transplant, a Johns Hopkins study by Mark Levis has shown. William Nelson, director of the Kimmel Cancer Center, explains.
The trial that they have just reported at the big hematology meetings was using a FLT3 inhibitor called quizartinib, and they took leukemias with this FLT3 ITD mutation were known to do poorly. What they did was add quizartinib to the chemotherapy, and now what happens is 34% of the folks were able to go on and get potentially curative bone marrow transplantation. Historically, very few would make that journey, and so this drug is starting to work. It's starting to find its role in the way leukemia is treated. It's pretty exciting stuff.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.